Oh. Hello, everybody. We're going to delay for 2 seconds here. Okay.
No, we're running.
Well, this is Hi-Fi George and...
Michelle from Boo Sounds.
Boo Sounds. Yeah, we're in project right now. We're busy. We got had some issues with mice coming in our back porch, which is where we are.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, for people that had followed us throughout the summer, know that we've had a saga with regards to that. We got the first part, like I said before, fixed with regards to our steps.
Yeah.
But
they came and sealed the concrete, so now they can no longer enter the front.
Exactly.
So we're trying to do what we can to get them out, or prevent them from entering the back. At the moment, we have some very toxic bait, that petrifies them right away.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out what's underneath that first.
I don't think anything. It's just that the back keeps lifting when I put weight on the front.
Yeah, but usually there's something under there. But anyway. So anyway, what was suggested by a friend of ours was to put up some copper mesh, but we found some steel, which should work just as well.
Yep.
And so I put up half of it, the part that I could reach, and George is now putting up the other half.
Yes, and except that it seems to have attached itself to my sleeve. There we go.
There you go. I hate that. I just hope part of it hasn't come undone.
It may have.
So we're putting up finishing nails to hold it there.
It's not the strongest thing in the planet, but it should hold anyway, somewhat. And the material that it's going into is so soft, I can actually push the nail partially into it to get it started.
So... it's really easy to do.
Oops.
See, what had happened was when we got an exterminator here last, he phoned up the areas where he felt the mice were coming in and then put some vapor lock, the type that they don't like.
Yeah.
But what has since happened
sheet of plastic, basically.
Yeah. What has since happened is it's come away from the house a little bit.
Yeah, our porch itself is pulling away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me while I hammer. But, yeah.
And what that did was, A, bring down the vapor lock, and B, allow for an area for mice to get through.
You pass me another nail.
Yep.
And I'll tack up some more of this silly stuff.
Mm-hmm. So.
I'm just hoping they don't find a way in here, but I'm going to be very careful about where it's, because there's a hole where they've worked through, so it's no longer visible, but I want the mesh to hug the wall as much as it can.
Exactly.
Where's my last nail? One. Can't seem to... There we go.
Okay, so right about where you are.
Yeah, about here maybe.
Yeah. Because then the next one can be in the double area where it overlaps.
Yep. Oh, that went in so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give it a few gentle taps. I don't know what this stuff is that's on the ceiling of the porch. It's sort of...
I'm not sure. The whole thing is made with it.
It's like a soft, almost a pressboard tile.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is I'll take a picture, and if any of you carpenter types happen to know, feel free to comment.
Yep. Okay. That's just me giving a couple extra taps to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll take another one.
And there's one for you.
And we've already dropped one and we got mad because there wasn't too many nails to be spared.
Yeah, it's kind of annoyed earlier. So if you go right with your right hand.
Yep.
More. There. In that area there, that's where the double stuff is.
Okay.
So what had to happen is we had to yard out the ladder, get out what I call Big Green, which is my wagon. And
it's outside right now. I hope nobody takes off with it.
Well, I'm sure we would have heard it. Yeah. So, you know, and any other little stuff.
I'm making a mess out of this. Okay. I don't know about that one. I'm going to redo that one, Michelle, because I'm not really happy. I might have wrecked it.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll get you another nail. Let's
see if I can get the claw in on it. I am not a carpenter. I am not even a home reno expert by anybody's stretch of the imagination. But
at least you try.
I'm loath to hire a contractor on this because they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. And it's just a simple little repair. Like, if I was just a couple inches taller, I could do the whole thing.
Yeah, you're 4'9", I'm 5'9". So.
Exactly.
Okay.
I suppose I could have gone to the top, the topmost, but I think I feel better about not worrying about that.
That ain't moving nowhere.
Good.
Okay.
Okay, so now we just need to move the stepping stool to the right and get the last three. That is...
I might even stick another one up there just to be safe. But
well, remember, we've got that stuff that's hanging down.
Yeah, well, so tack that up too and have support. Even if there's just a few nails across that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll just drag the stool over here. I should really check how much time we got, because I do that with my booze. You know, if I start working on something, I forget where I am.
Yeah.
So I'm going to... Essentially, that's what we're doing. And perhaps we'll boo when we get done with. And
We're way past. Maximum recording time reached. What? Oh, yeah, there we go. So I'm going to save draft. So that's been 20 minutes. Lord only knows where we finished at.
Publish. New recording.
Oh no!
Time remaining. 1:26.
I'm canceling mine.
Okay, hang on. We'll stop for now and just... We'll boo if we can once we get it all finished up, and then maybe in subsequent weeks or days once we figure out if it's solved the problem. So perhaps catch you later. Okay, well, we got things as tacked up as we could. Now, ultimately, this is just a sort of temporary fix. We will at some point have to get somebody out to see if they can, I don't know, fix the porch to the house better. I'm not sure how that's done. It'll have to be lifted. At the very least, we'll have to have the situation assessed at some point. But for now, this should serve as a temporary fix. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye for now.